Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 166 on May the 14th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Clover Health Investments, Kroger, and Macy's. And we discuss three new trades on Curis Inc., the MSCI Emerging Markets ETF, and AMC Entertainment Holdings. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the U.S. equity markets finished the week slightly more than 1% lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 395 points, closing the week at 34,382 points. The S&P 500 Index gave up 58 points, ending the week at 4,173 points. And now it's time to discuss the topic of the week. And this week's topic is the value of taking a break. So I'll start off by saying this. Everyone needs a break from time to time. Now look, I love all the side hustle guys like Gary Vee that tell you that you can sleep when you die. Or maybe you're more the, you know, money doesn't sleep type of guy. Here's what makes me take a break. When I make emotional trades one after another, typically losing money, I take a break. It's like sending myself to the corner minus the corner. However, it's not really punishment, it's refreshment. If I come back and try to make an emotionally driven trade again, then I take another pause. The break can be an hour. The break can be 3 or 4 days. I recently made myself take a break from futures trading because I was becoming a little too confident. I've made some money and made money several days in a row. And then I started making some stupid trades, a couple of bad mistakes. And I took a break. And when I came back from my pause, I had one of the best trades in a week, right? Maybe I missed on some of the opportunities over the past few days to trade while I was taking a break, but who cares? I might have also simply just protected my capital from more emotionally driven bad trades. So learn to listen to your body and your mind and be able to tell when you're in a state to make money trading. Like if you're losing consistently, take a break. Walk away from the markets. It'll be there when you return, just the same as you left it. So hopefully when you do return, you'll be ready to come back and make some money. So that's it for the topic of this week. One of the reasons, just side note, while that's so, important to me at this point in my life, is that when I used to trade specifically for companies, you know, when they pay you to trade for a living, you have to go in there and trade. You trade almost every day. Not even almost. You trade. You trade every day. Otherwise, they're going to wonder why they're paying you, right? Let's say you decided to not make any trades during the month of January because you didn't feel like the environment was right for you to really take risk with their capital. They're going to find someone else who's willing to trade. So when you work for a company, you get kind of pressured. There's an understanding that you need to trade, right? It's like, you know, in baseball, you can't just walk up to the plate and force the guy to strike you out every time. You know, you get to tell the coach, I'm not going to swing at any balls, and hopefully the pitcher is so bad that he'll get four balls in a row and you get to take base. Like, no, they're not going to let you do it. It's the same with trading for a company oftentimes. That's one of the beauties of trading for yourself, right? When you trade for yourself, like I'm trading my own account, now I don't have to trade every day. In fact, I'm often better off for not trading every day. So I really do think taking a break is important. And if you are the type to just push through all the time, then, maybe see what your results will be like if you just take a break. All right. All right, let's get into the trade review from last week. We're going to start off with our covered call, as we always do. We were looking at Clover Health Investments Corporation, symbol C as in Charlie, H as in Hotel, O as in Oscar, V as in Victor. At the time, the stock was trading for $8.62 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the May 9 call at 65 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 11.95%, almost 12% in 2 weeks. Well, Clover Health stock fell $1.15 per share, ending the week at $7.47. The call option we sold lost 40 cents, leaving us with a net loss of 75 cents on the week. Even though we are entering expiration week, you can still roll the strike lower by selling the 7.5 strike call and collecting 55 cents for selling that. That will lower your loss down to 20 cents as we exit all May options. Of course, that also means if you lower your loss down to 20 cents, you most likely are going to end up taking that 20 cent loss. Now, of course, you could simply close the trade, stick with the 75 cent loss. It just depends on your risk tolerance, especially at expiration, and whether you're willing to hold this trade ongoing and holding the stock. Now, another option, of course, is to roll the trade into June by buying, you buy in that May option that you sold, and then you turn around and sell the June 8 call at 85 cents. That would actually offset the loss this week and create an immediate 10 cents, a positive gain. Now, as well, you'd have a possible 53, another possible 53 cents of upside in the stock if the stock were to increase during the month of June. So again, it all just depends on your level of risk tolerance, the amount of loss that you would be willing to take this week to close the trade and walk away from it, or if you're a believer in the stock, maybe you own it in your portfolio and you're just looking to sell, create a little extra yield by selling these calls, then yeah, you definitely look at selling that June and continuing on. So that's trade number one. Trade number two from last week was a credit spread. We looked at Kroger, symbol K as in Kilo, R as in Romeo. At the time, the stock was trading for $37.73 per share. I looked at selling the May 37 half 37 put spread at 19 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 31 cents. Well, Kroger stock lost 53 cents, finishing the week at $37.20 on Friday. The out-of-the-money put spread that we sold is now in the money, and the put we sold has 30 cents of intrinsic value to it. So overall, the spread can be bought back for 39 cents, which would leave us with a loss of 20 cents. That's if you were to cross the bid-ask spread to execute the trade. If you took the midpoint of both options, the spread would only be worth 22 cents, leaving us with a 3 cent loss. Now, the true loss is actually somewhere between 3 cents and 22 cents, depending on where you could actually buy back that spread. If you were to enter a limit order for somewhere closer to the midpoint of those spreads, you'd probably do okay versus just lifting the offer and hitting the bid. Now, of course, one thing you could do is you could sell a call spread, which would create an iron condor. If you believe the stock will head higher, of course, I wouldn't look to sell that iron condor because you could end up guaranteeing a loss due to the short call option that you sell, the short call spread. So I'm more prone to wait a day or two, especially since this is expiration, just to see if the stock rebounds, see what happens. If it does, this spread, which only has, of course, a week left before expiration, could still expire worthless, which would allow us to keep the full value we collected when we sold the spread. So $37.50 is definitely the number you're wanting to keep an eye on, because if stock finishes there or higher, this spread will finish out of the money and you'll be able to keep the full 19 cents you collected when you originally sold the spread. And then our final trade for review last week is a debit spread. We looked at Macy's, symbol M as in Mike. At the time, the stock was trading for $17.68 per share. I looked at buying the May 17 half call spread, paying 31 cents for it. that can give us a maximum gain of 19 cents, or that's a 61.29% return in 2 weeks. Macy's stock gained 40 cents, closing at $18.08 per share this week. The in-the-money call spread we bought is even more in the money now, which gives us our only winning trade of the week, so I'm happy about that. With stock remaining above $17.50 per share, this spread will likely expire at full value, providing us with a 19 cents gain, which is the 61.29% return for a couple of weeks worth of risk. So no adjustments are needed for the debit spread because it is working as planned. Now, we're entering expiration week for all monthly May options for 2021. Any options that are set to expire on May the 21st will either be priced at their intrinsic value or at zero by this time next week. So all of our new trades this week will have the June 18th expiration for monthly options. We'll start off with the covered call like we always do. This week I'm looking at Curis Inc., symbol C as in Charlie, R as in Romeo, I as in India, S as in Sierra. The stock ended the week at $13.57 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and then selling that June 15 call at $1.65. That can give us a maximum 22.7% return in 5 weeks. It's pretty nice. Then you enter this trade by buying Curis stock for $13.57 and then selling the June 15 call at $1.65. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $15 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $11.92 per share. And in real terms, the stock purchase would require $1,357, and you would collect $165 for selling the option. Our second trade on the week is going to be a credit spread. This time I'm looking at the MSCI Emerging Market ETF, symbol E as in Echo, E as in Echo, M as in Mike. The stock ended the week at $52.95 per share. I'm looking at selling the June 53-54 call spread at 37 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 63 cents in 5 weeks. Then you enter this trade by selling the June 53 call at $1.04 and concurrently buying the June 54 call for 67 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $53 per share. The break-even price is $53.37 per share. And in real terms, you would receive $37 per spread that you sell and have $63 at risk. Our final trade on the week is a debit spread on AMC Entertainment Holdings, symbol A as in Alpha, M as in Mike, C as in Charlie. Stock ended the week at $12.98 per share, and I'm looking at buying the June 11-12 call spread for 67 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 33 cents per spread, or that's a 49.25% return in 5 weeks. Now, you would enter this trade by buying the June 11 call for $3.35 and concurrently selling the June 12 call at $2.68. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $12 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $11.67 per share. Now, in real terms, you'll pay $67 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $33 per spread. And one caveat I will say, there was a spread, some of the other in-the-money or at-the-money spreads in AMC were quite interesting, mostly because of the way that they were priced at the end of day. Now, I doubt you'd actually be able to execute on them on Monday morning, but there are some good spreads in there that might be worthwhile, even with some of the expirations that are closer. So there's a May 28th expiration. There's an expiration for this every week. So I do occasionally look at the weekly option expirations just to see if I'm going to get a better deal on the type of risk that I want, which means if I've decided to buy a debit spread on AMC, I just want to see if the prices, and of course, I think the stock might be going higher, Then I want to look and find call spreads, and I'm going to look at the monthly options. I'm also going to turn around and look at the weeklies because I might be able to get a better price spread that will increase my possible return without increasing much of my risk. So that's it. I'm always trying to optimize for more money with less risk. That's the game plan. So that's it for this week's trades. Thank you guys so much for listening. Definitely, if you have any questions, feel free to email me. And of course, I appreciate those of you who have hopped on YouTube and liked the Weekly Option podcast. So that's it. Have a phenomenal weekend. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.